So the first day at school was a bit of a an eye opener, let's put it that way.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And you remained at that school for 7 years.
Yes, it would be.
So tell me about the
no, six.
Not six seven, years,
six.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's year 13.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me about the first year and the sort of subjects that you studied.
A lot of first year was going in and figuring out what was going on and trying to get yourself settled and finding your friend groups and all of that stuff. In year seven, we had... we never had anything locked away. You always kind of did everything, even if it was just a little bit. Like our languages over the course of the year, you did a bit of French, a bit of Spanish, a bit of German.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went into year eight, you chose which mm-hmm. two you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was two at least. Yeah. So you then had... stuff like tech and IT, which, you know, you did English, maths, science. Science was condensed biology, physics, chemistry. That only separated out at GCSE when you chose to either do triple science, in which you did the three sciences as the kind of separate natures and got three different GCSEs in them, or you didn't choose to do science. I think you still did all three, but it only counted as two GCSEs or something like that. I mean, I went for triple, so I don't really know what happened with that.
Yeah.
History, geography.
Yeah.
Art, drama, music.
Quite a lot of subjects. A
lot of things. Welsh as well, because of the compulsory Welsh education. We'd already done 7 years of it in primary.
And by now, you would be feeling more confident once you've got your feet under the table at the school.
Theory. I mean, obviously, things would change. I mean, you'd obviously have that day where you were, where you're like, oh, this is year seven, this is the school, and then the next day, oh, there's people everywhere, what's going on? So obviously you would have things that would change and adapt, and obviously you'd have your first lessons with different teachers, and that would change things.
Mm.
I can't remember a huge amount about it.
No.
Were
you beginning to become involved in any social activities associated with the school or in the...
In year seven, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a sporting type, so I've not really been involved in any kind of school society things.
Yeah.
It was only when I got into GCSE and the history club started up for year seven and year eight, and I went and helped out with that. That's, I think, the only thing that I've gotten involved in terms of school society.
So that is extracurricular. So that was
that was held after school on Tuesdays, I think.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were able to catch a late bus home.
Yeah.
And because so few people go on the late bus, the fact that I shouldn't really be there didn't bother the chaps. So
And so were you involved in any churches during that time?
I went to church with to the Methodist church with my mum for Sunday school. I mean, that obviously was throughout primary. I can't remember when I stopped going to that. Sometime in secondary.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah. I can't honestly remember.
This is the Methodist Church in Caldecott.
In Caldecott, yes. The one that's just opposite Waitrose.
Yeah.
Which used to be a Sainsbury's, I think, wasn't it? Sainsbury's Summerfields? I can't remember.
The actual church building?
No. The Waitrose.
The Waitrose. So you went to Sunday school there. Were there any associated activities, youth clubs or anything like that at that Methodist church?
Not with the church, no. Although we obviously met people through church who are still, you know, family friends and so on. That was kind of how my brother started his friend group in a way. Two of the girls that went to church are still now kind of his part of his thing, even though they're all off in different unis and so on. He still tries to stay in touch and meet up with them. So, yeah.
And so you were in the school. You've been there, say, by then you've got your feet under the table a year or two, and how did you feel about the studies? Were you enjoying the studies?
Obviously, some things I wasn't enjoying as much as others, and those things were quickly removed from my curriculum as quickly as I could. That's stuff like art and drama and music, and because I can't draw, I can't sing, and I'm not great at dancing or acting, so by all of them. Something that I just couldn't stand was Welsh. And because it was compulsory, it meant that you couldn't, you basically couldn't choose a foreign language, because your options for choice, because you have so many compulsory things, because religious studies was compulsory at GCSE as well, that you basically could do science, could do history, could do geography. And those were my three choices, because everything else was compulsory.
Yeah.
And had something like Welsh not been compulsory, then I might have gone for French or German or Spanish or something. Yeah. So I went on to triple science, and then biology and chemistry. I had chemistry I did okay in A-levels, in AS, and then... No, sorry. Chemistry, I failed in AS because it was just something that I wasn't getting.
How many subjects were you doing at that time?
At that time, that's after GCSEs, so that is... That's four subjects, which then dropped to three with losing chemistry. So that was English, history, and biology and chemistry, and then chemistry dropped.
Yeah.
So I've got English, history, and biology. And I wasn't too good at biology in terms of doing the exams, but I enjoyed it. I found it quite interesting, and I liked the teachers. So I just sort of kept with it, and then got an okay-ish grade in it, so whatever. Yeah, had a lot of subjects at GCSE that was 13 maybe, something like that, just from the collection of the compulsory stuff, just leading to that.
So you at the stage you're at now, you left the school?
Yes, yeah. I'm... finished my A-levels, so I've done year 13. I've done basically everything that I can in the school. And I'm currently in a gap year, in which I have deferred my unconditional offer for history at Plymouth to go travelling with my brother to Eastern Europe to look at tanks and planes and other things. Possibly meet up with some people that we've spoken to and played games with over the internet and so on, which I've done once before. I've met, how many of us were there? 11 of us in Northern Ireland. Just had a little meetup over, I think the entire thing was a week, but I was there for a couple of days.
So when is this trip planned?
The trip, it's at the moment, it's on a sort of, when we get enough money and feel comfortable that we have enough money to go and do what we want to do. I mean, the sort of time that I have in my head is spring, because, you know, that's a decent chunk of time away with us working and so on. But we'll just see. We'll see when it happens. We obviously want to give ourselves enough time so that it's not, right, rush around everything in a month and then head off to uni again. It's, you know, we can kind of take a proper break.
So that's where you are now. You're in the gap year. You are working. Can you say something about the work that you're doing?
I'm working with the local McDonald's at the Maker Service Station, which is, you know, just at the motorway junction. So again, it's not far. It's pretty easy to access. Not the most fun job in the world, but it's happening. Yes.
And can you walk there, or do you?
I could walk there. I've done so to figure out how long it will take me to do it, but I haven't actually done it in terms of walking to get to work. The time's always fallen at times when people can be lifts and so on.
So can you say something about the other things that you might be involved in at present? So for the listener, can you say what this is? How you are involved?
This is the oral history, collecting the reminiscences of people in and around Caldecott, and I help out by asking questions occasionally and pressing the record button on the interview thing and so on.
Can you say something about how the project is going?
Fairly well. I think we're well into 20 interviews, and we're going along. We seem to be getting a decent amount of information from all sorts of people. So yeah, seems to be going quite well.
So anything else you want to say to add to what you've said so far?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ewan.
Thank you.
For the interview.